Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's our Loud and Local Band of the Week, Archon. Loud and Local Band of the Week, Archon. You want to find out how you can get their music? Just go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com.
Sounds great. Fully instrumental band, and they're Yelm's Finest. I don't know if anyone else is part of being Yelm's Finest, but they are Yelm's Finest, damn it.
And if you like the finest of Pacific Northwest music, well, damn it, you know where to go. Sunday nights on the Rock, 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock? No. How about two solid hours at 8 o'clock? Great music, local stuff, bands like Archon. Friday, everyone, and it's a special Friday because it's the Friday before WrestleMania.
Oh, that's right. Ah, thanks for the reminder. It was once a time where I'd be wherever the WrestleMania was.
Aww.
Not this time.
But sometime soon. And you're still going to watch it on pay-per-view, right? Or how do they even do it now, pay-per-view?
Peacock.
Peacock.
Yeah, if you have Peacock, you can watch it on there. Actually, they've been doing NXT this whole week. And it's actually two nights, the showcase of the Immortals.
Ooh.
So you can actually watch it both on Saturday night and Sunday as well. And it's happening over at the Raymond James Stadium. Is that the name of it? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers Stadium?
That's it. Wow.
Yeah, same place where the Super Bowl was. And they have about, I think I heard about 25 or so thousand people. So they're going to spread them out, kind of how they did at the Super Bowl. So this is the first time they're actually going to be doing it in front of like a large number of people again.
Well, it's WrestleMania. Kind of have to do that, right?
And it's in Florida.
Florida. I love it. Well, that also means that we're going to have a very special game here. Let's get to our challenger today. From the great white north of Shoreline, we've got Ben!
What's up? Hey, Steve, I know you're not going to WrestleMania this year, but just remember, WrestleMania is in your heart. Always has been.
Since the early, mid-80s, it's been in my heart.
Yes. And let's introduce our challenger, our champion.
I'd like to be the champion. Yeah, so we're actually doing this, like, ringing
down? Yes.
What the hell's happening?
We've got to meet our champion from the fancy farmlands of Puyallup, Steve, the verified champion, Miggs! All right, boo birds.
What's up, BJ? You're booing me, too?
Yeah, you can't boo him.
I don't know. I just felt like I'm going on with the crowd.
It's pure pressure.
The crowd of one. All right, Steve.
This is the WrestleMania challenge that Ben put out, a few months ago?
Yeah, a couple months ago.
Yeah, Ben, it was like January.
Ben decided that he wanted to take on Steve with wrestling trivia. So get out of here, Steve.
Goodbye.
Oh, for those playing at home, Ben will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Ben, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, man. I feel like my whole life has been leading up to this moment.
Well, don't screw it up.
Let's do it.
The original Four Horsemen consisted of Ric Flair, Arn Anderson, Ole Anderson, and who?
Mongo McMichael.
No.
Pass.
The first WrestleMania occurred in 1985 in which New York City venue?
Madison Square Garden.
Yes. What major stable was formed in 96 at the WCW Bash at the Beach pay-per-view?
NWO.
Yes. Who was the first to be inducted into the celebrity wing of the WWE Hall of Fame?
Pete Rose?
No.
Mr. T?
No.
Cyndi Lauper?
No. On what cable network does AEW air?
USA?
No.
No. Pass.
Though it eventually meant extreme, what did the E in ECW originally stand for?
Pass.
What was the name of Coco Beware's pet bird?
Pass.
Roddy Piper starred in the 88 cult classic film. What 88 cult classic film?
I know this one. They Live.
Yes, and Ben narrowly avoids getting the deuce and gets the 3 count.
Wow,
there.
This is horrific.
This is going to be a bloodbath.
Yeah.
This in the wrestling world is what we call a squash.
You managed to hit everything he didn't know about wrestling, and I'm wondering how many of these questions are contemporary. What is this?
Coming down to the ring.
What is this music?
Oh,
I feel like the Hulkster.
Let's do this. Steve Miggs.
Thank you, Danny.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Wow.
Sorry, wrong button.
The original Four Horsemen consisted of Ric Flair, Arn Anderson, Ole Anderson, and who?
Tully Blanchard.
Yes. The first WrestleMania occurred in 1985 in which New York City venue?
Madison Square Garden.
Yes. What major stable was formed in 1996 at the WCW Bash at the Beach pay-per-view?
The New World Order. NWO.
Yes. Who was the first to be inducted into the celebrity wing of the WWE Hall of Fame?
Oh, crap. Is that Bob Uecker?
No.
Elton John?
No.
Muhammad Ali?
No. On what cable network does AEW air?
TNT.
Yes. Though it eventually meant extreme, what did the E in ECW originally stand for?
Oh, crap. Eastern?
Yes.
Yep.
What was the name of Coco Beware's pet bird?
Frankie.
Yes. Roddy Piper starred in what 1988 cult classic film?
Oh, They Live.
Yes. The Great Khali was born in which country?
India.
Yes. What are the 3 key components in a TLC match?
Tables, ladders, and chairs.
Yes, Steve, you win and remain champion 9-3.
Brutal.
Wow, Ben.
I know.
Ben, I mean, you've called many times, Ben, and really done a lot of bragging, but you have not brought it, my friend.
Hey, you know, listen, ever since I made that challenge, people have been coming up to me on the streets and saying, man, what are you doing? You're going to get the floor mopped with you. But you know what I say to them? I say, to be the man, you got to beat the man. And I tried. I failed.
All right. Well, you know
I respect
what?
Respect that.
At least he's accountable.
Yes.
Yeah, what
right?
can you do? The guy's accountable. And Ben, it's always good to have you on. And anytime we need to have the floor swept, we'll have you.
You can't really trash talk a man who just trashed himself.
Right? Yeah, so exactly. Yeah.
All right, Ben. Well, take it easy, buddy. Thank you for playing. And thank you for, you know, at least owning up to how bad you were.
Steve, you almost got the perfect 10 there.
I know. The celebrity wing one, I'm trying to think of who it could be.
I'm going to give a hint. It's something, someone that BJ admires.
William Shatner.
William Shatner.
But he just got inducted.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
That happened
this year.
Was it in the celebrity wing of the WWE?
Yeah, he just got inducted in the celebrity
wing. Is there only one person in the celebrity wing then?
I don't know then, because I looked that up and they said William Shatner, but maybe because he was the first one this year.
It could
be. Damn it.
Wow. Yeah, can someone find that out? Because I'm kind of stumped on that one.
Yeah, I don't know for sure. And it might have been one of the many.
It's definitely not William Shatner. He just got inducted.
It wouldn't be Beat Migs if Rev didn't, you know, be Rev.
Well, I'm glad there was an expert here at wrestling to help me out with that one. Congratulations, champion.
Oh, boy. And Rev, you actually kind of like wrestling, too. So this
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that one kind of made sense. There'd be like, oh, that's cool. And it was a little fun nod to you. So
I
guess not.
Can't believe you screwed that up.
Yeah, I can't think of who it was. I know it should be Cyndi Lauper, in my opinion. She's not even in it yet. But she was such a huge part of introducing the mainstream world into wrestling in the 80s.
You're absolutely right, Steve.
She embraced it. And that was a big storyline for WrestleMania. And that was a big part of why WrestleMania was so successful.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, she had him in a video. I think was it Girls Just Want to Have Fun?
Captain Lou Albano, baby.
Yeah. So, yeah, she should be in there. That was a guess, by the way, but that still wouldn't have helped Ben. Ben got wrecked. I mean, that's just the bottom line. That's the bottom line. Oh, man. Well, we got a new survey that asked people, you know, what emojis they now use the most when they're sending messages at work. And so I'm wondering, what about you guys? Are you guys doing it?
The eggplant. I use the eggplant all the time.
Well, there you go. That's number one.
Whenever I text Ryan Castle, I'm like, here.
Yeah, it's not. It was considered unprofessional, but I'm thinking now everybody is just going, yeah, emojis are fine.
Yeah, I think at some point you just kind of have to embrace that this is just part of our culture, is that we all use emojis. Because for the longest time, I was anti-emojis. I'm like, unless I'm sending it to my wife, I'm not using an emoji ever. And now I'm using emojis for everything.
Yeah, there's definitely a major adjustment to the workplace. You know, when our company had the big Odyssey announcement, I noticed nobody was wearing ties. Like, everybody was just dressed in a regular, you know, button-down shirt, and at least all the dudes anyway, and they were all just in regular shirts. And this includes all the way up to the big wig. I don't think anybody's wearing ties anymore in the office. I just don't see it happening, and therefore, you know, I mean, I imagine emojis are fitting in, too.
And since we were doing everything on Zoom, nobody was wearing pants either. It's
true.
Crazy.
Yeah. Well, that they had to wear pants for this production I saw, Steve. You had to see they were all standing up. So it's a good thing they were wearing pants. It's a good thing nobody made that mistake and forgot they were on a pants down situation.
So what's the top emoji then?
I think you know what this is. I mean, it's definitely the one I use all the time.
Oh, the thumbs up.
There you go.
You're all about the thumbs up.
Yeah, I do the new cool hip thing. I do the rock symbol because we work for a rock station.
Yeah.
So if like somebody texts me something and says, is this cool? I'm like, rock.
Okay, so the rock is your thumbs up.
Oh,
it's the
100%.
Cool thumbs up.
Yeah.
I like the weird cross-eyed tongue out face guy. I like using that one a lot. I don't know why, but I think that one's funny.
Doesn't that mean you're drunk?
I have no idea.
I always thought that's what that meant.
For the longest time, I thought the stupid emoji with the hands moving, or it looks like the hands are out there, I thought it meant like you were clapping, and I found out that emoji means you're hugging someone.
Yeah, that's a weird one. I don't know why that means hug. It looks exactly the opposite of a hug to me, but okay. I guess they only have so much space to work with. And the crying while laughing face is number two.
But which one? Is it the sideways one, or is it the... I'm kidding. This is so stupid. I'm just joking.
Yeah.
Yeah, are you rolling on the floor laughing, or are you just crying laughing?
I'm the upside down smiley face one. What does that one even mean? Is that like a sarcasm?
I don't know when to use that one.
That one I think is typically like, yeah, I'm happy, not really.
Oh.
If it's upside down, it's a frown.
Or like you made a joke. I always thought like, you made a joke.
So see, that's the problem. We don't know what this thing means.
No, and they're only
we're all
pictures.
Using it just willy-nilly.
Can't we just figure out what they mean? I can't believe that nobody has a definition for all. You got all these emojis and they just put them out there, but nobody really knows what they mean. I think Apple needs to, next time they give us new emojis, tell us exactly what they're supposed to mean. and how to use them. I mean, don't you think? I mean, it's like it's a new language. I want to know. I don't want to piss somebody off by giving an emoji that I think means one thing.
Mickey knows now.
Yeah, according to Emojipedia on Twitter.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, there is an Emojipedia?
Yeah, it's the upside down face one conveys sarcasm, irony, humor, and silliness. So it's used as a playful indication of awkwardness, frustration, ambivalence, or bemused resignation.
Wow, those are all different feelings at different times. You know, like playfulness and sarcasm are not the same to me. So that's interesting that they're throwing all those together.
That's how I flirt.
Really? Oh, okay then. Well,
there
you go.
It's the same thing, right? Playful and sarcasm.
Interesting. Okay. You know, see, I don't know. I'm not, you know, I don't know. I don't know how to talk to people anymore. And I sure as hell don't know how to emoji them. Well, there you go. Thumbs up, everybody.
Can't go wrong with a good old thumbs up.
You really can't, at least as far as I know. Or who knows what it means now?
I don't know. I feel like if I message someone and they just give me a thumbs up, it means like, okay, got it, whatever. Just shut up now.
What, like, leave me alone?
Yes, that's the
vibe. Yeah, that's what Sarah told me. Like, if I give a thumbs up, it means, oh, you're like, okay, whatever. And I'm like, well, then what am I supposed to do? I mean, I want to know I got it, but I don't have anything else to say. It's like, oh, yeah, you sent me that meme. Great, I got it.
No, when it comes from you, I understand where you're coming from, BJ. So but anybody is there else?
What should I say? The upside down eggplant? What do I put?
Yes, the upside down eggplant.
Yeah.
It also means you're into swear.
Just put the eggplant next to the wow face emoji guy, and then you're
good. That'll work?
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. It is time for Listeners on the Loose. This is where you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. What do you want to talk about? We got your calls, we got your texts at 920 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Seattle is Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Whole Foods. This is where you pick the topic, you guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. And when you get through, make sure you do what Steve wants you to do.
MBJ, it's a simple rule. It's just to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're not to gong ya.
And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Somebody just texted and said, did you guys hear that Elon Musk is possibly going to build a Jurassic Park? LOL.
All right, either this guy is going to really do great things for the world, or he's going to destroy the world.
I mean, thank you for joining the club, because I've been saying this forever. He's quickly becoming a supervillain from all the comic book movies.
Yeah, I mean, first he said, you know, his new company Neuralink could be ready to start implanting computer chips in people's brains later this year, which would be helpful in certain situations. But then, you know, I'm thinking you could hack my brain, and next thing you know, I'm doing bad stuff and I'm in trouble.
What helpful situation? To win on Jeopardy? I mean, other than that, like anything, I have access to my phone, I could find information. I don't want it in my brain, man.
Maybe it's like things that don't fire right and that they could stop seizures and things like that and help blind. Maybe, you know, I think there's probably stuff that they could fix with that, which would really be cool.
Okay, that I could totally, I'm on board for something like that. That's pretty awesome.
Max Hodak, who is the Neuralink co-founder, said, quote, hey, you know what? Today, it's computer chips in people's brains, but, you know, we could probably build Jurassic Park if we wanted to. And it's like, what? And so it seems like Elon's found another mad scientist, because he said it wouldn't be genetically authentic dinosaurs, but maybe 15 years of breeding and engineering to get super exotic novel species.
See, that's what this is.
Oh, yeah.
And that name, Max Hodak, that sounds like a super villain.
It really does.
Right?
Really
Hodak. Is,
yeah. Well, Dr. Hodak, it seems we have foiled your plans. Never.
I'm like, what are you even a doctor of? He's like, you don't need to know. Just call me Dr. Hodak.
Doctor of death, human. Yeah, that's nuts, dude, that they could, like, get all these weird species and we could go to an island and see them. Boy, that just seems so wrong. It really, really does. I don't know how to feel about that, except I think I'm on your camp. I think I might be jumping on your bandwagon, Steve.
It gets a little scary with this Elon Musk guy. I mean, you know, he's Mr. Fun-loving, I'm smoking pot and doing 69 jokes guy, but after a while, next thing you know, we got real dinosaurs just destroying us on this planet.
Yeah, we don't need that. You know what? And then the chips are like Skynet. Steve, we're going to have a bunch of Terminators fighting dinosaurs, and who's going to lose? Us.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Well, at least you'll, you know.
Will the brain chip give me pizza delivered to me if I just think about it?
I mean, you probably could set it up to do that.
All right, I'm in.
But what if, like, there's a weird glitch and, like, you're just in bed, like, getting ready to go to sleep, and you're like, man, I can't wait to have pizza tomorrow, and they misunderstood that, and then now, you know, Papa John's banging on your door at, like, 1 a.m.
Dude, I'm not going to complain if pizza's delivered to my door.
That's a good point. It's like a hot chick knocking on your door at, like, 1 a.m. Are you really going to be like, no, leave?
When pizza starts texting you, hey, you up?
Thinking about you, ..
Exactly.
What I think would be cool, and it was always one of my favorite moments from The Matrix, is when they could just download stuff into you, and then Neo goes, huh, I know Kung Fu.
Right.
It's like, that was what I would love to have happen, where I would just know stuff that I didn't know 5 minutes ago.
But then, like, you meet up with someone, you do that, then they gotta just be like, I need to know more Kung Fu, so get me Super Kung Fu.
Super Kung Fu.
Super Kung Fu.
Right. Yeah. Kung Fu times two.
You know, I don't know if that's a thing, but you know what? By the time Elon gets done with us, it probably will be.
Kung Fu Fu.
There's gonna be a lot of in-app options to get to pay for stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's how they get you.
Yeah, like $50 for the upgrade. Oh.
Yeah, what if you're about to have a battle with another person that's like all ready to go and yours is in the middle of an update?
Right.
And now you're like, I'm screwed.
Or you didn't upgrade your subscription for the year.
That's true. Yeah, you only know Kung Fu. You didn't get the super in-app purchases Kung Fu.
That's why you got to link it to your bank account, not your credit card, so you don't have to worry about things like expiring.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be no problem with a brain chip in your head linked to your bank account. Nothing can go wrong with that. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show.
Someone just texted saying, did you hear the sad news? It looks like DMX has passed away after all. Because, I mean, it's been going on for the last few days that he's been in a bad state. What was it, because of a heart attack? A stroke?
Something along those lines. Yeah,
he had an overdose,
and
that's awful. Yeah, at 50 years old,
that's crazy. And it was due to a drug overdose, Steve. That's how it all started.
I believe so.
Yeah, it is, and it is very, very tragic because a lot of times, as we now know, people are taking drugs because they just are battling things from a mental health perspective, and it is when somebody, you know, who's like DMX, you know, somebody who was an artist, somebody who brought joy to a lot of people. It's so tragic when we lose them.
But it's been so weird because like one day you'll hear something, the next day I'll wake up and I'm like, there'll be a tweet or a trend going where he's still alive and on life support. But it sounds like now he's passed away.
That's been the case. Yeah. It almost makes me wonder if somebody made the decision to take him off life support because they, you know, he's been in a vegetative state ever since this happened.
Yeah.
So, to me, I felt like, I mean, you know, there's always that one in a million chance that somebody does wake up after a long period of being on life support. But what it's so tough for the family, and of course, it's not cheap to keep somebody connected. It's a real hard decision to have to make.
Getting a lot of texts, including my buddy Pele. He just sent me a message as well. I believe the first celeb in the Hall of Fame for wrestling, Pete Rose. And it turns out that is true.
Yeah.
Back in 2004, Pete Rose was inducted into the celebrity wing of the WWE's Hall of Fame, probably partially because he'll never get into the Hall of Fame.
And that was one of your guesses. So you...
It was also one of Ben's as well.
Yeah.
According to the texters.
So you would have... that's a good point. Good job, Ben. So you got a perfect 10.
Did I guess Pete Rose? I can't remember.
Or was it just Ben that did? Oh, maybe it was just Ben. Oh, sorry, Steve. I tried to give you credit where credit wasn't due.
I've lost track of which ones I guessed.
Well, you still won.
Bob Uecker, I guess.
Yeah, I know you remember Bob Uecker.
Yes,
I remember the other ones.
You did, Ben. Yeah, you did say Bob Uecker. Yeah. So I think it was just Pete that said Pete Rose. I mean, Ben that said Pete. I know what I'm talking about.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
We've had one foot out the door since 6 a.m. Yeah.
And you're right, Steve. It is, you know, it is pretty funny that that is the Hall of Fame that he gets in because he won't get in the hypocritical baseball Hall of Fame.
So I want to thank you for recommending the Mighty Ducks. It's a nice escape type of show that I'm really enjoying. I saw somebody on social media that's a hockey person that just said, can we all agree that the Mighty Ducks TV show sucks? And I'm like, did you not watch the movies? It's very true to the movies. Like, what were you expecting? Like, this gritty, you know, true-to-life hockey story with a kid's team called the Mighty Ducks? Like, it's exactly what I expected, and I'm enjoying it.
And I'm picturing how many kids are watching this show, like, obviously, that didn't get to watch the original movies, that are going to get excited about hockey and wanting to learn and become hockey players.
Danny's daughter is a great example of that.
She is. She's already two episodes in. She beat me watching the second episode. I was like, what?
I think episode 3 is today, I believe.
Is it? I watched the second one last night. And so now we're going to watch the third episode, I guess, this weekend, and then we're going to watch the movies.
So she's never seen the movies.
No.
I don't understand that, Steve. You're right, man. It's like... What do you, if you never watch the movies, like you told me you guys have been singing the praises of the Mighty Ducks, but I know what it is and I don't want it. So, of course, I'm not going to watch it. I probably would have a similar opinion as the texter, but that's because the show's not for me and it never was. Who's watching shows that they have no idea about?
But this person knows the Mighty Ducks and it, you know, is a hockey guy that I known, and like, you know, if you played hockey, you've watched the Mighty Ducks.
You know what it is I think it's that it's a lot of people who grew up with the Mighty Ducks, and when we were kids, it was awesome because it was goofy and silly and stuff like that. Whereas like, and now they're expecting as they grew up, oh, the show's going to grow up with me. But it's like, no, they're still making it for kids, but it's still awesome.
It's like Star Wars.
Yeah, exactly. You have just basically given the Star Wars George Lucas perspective that Star Wars fans can't understand. He's like, I've always made these movies for kids. Sorry if you don't dig that. And it didn't matter. You know, Danny, it doesn't matter. People just want to hate, even though they're not the target audience. And people tell them, this isn't for you. Sorry. But it should be. Everything should be for me. Well, it's not. It is Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. What do you want to talk about? We got your calls, we got your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Peyton in Redmond, you are on The Rock.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Super. Good, thank you, Peyton. What you got for us, buddy?
I was just curious, with all the Smash stuff that you guys had going on yesterday, if you were choosing what would be going up for auction, what would be your, like, ultimate relic to either bid on or to put up for the auction?
Whoa. You're asking a guy by the name of Steve Miggs, and I think he's probably got a million things he'd want to put on there.
Ah, I was thinking more of, like, what would I almost unload money on and make an impulsive decision? And the one that always, I want a tambourine signed by Eddie Vedder. Because a lot of times during their shows, like, he'll play the tambourine and throw them out to the crowd. Like, I've always wanted to catch one of those tambourines and then get it signed. Like, to me, that would be like a game-used Eddie Vedder tambourine would be huge on my list of things. I'd have to always like stop myself because I would make that impulsive decision and have to have that awkward conversation with the wife ski where it's like, I just dropped a couple thousand dollars on this tambourine. But that would be the ultimate for me.
I will tell you this, and only I'm a lyrics guy, so I would love to have a original lyrics somewhere from somebody. And currently, Steve, I've been really loving the Foo Fighters' latest album. And,
it's a great record.
Waiting on a War is just hits me. It just reminds me of growing up, and I feel like Dave probably did too, where you know, you didn't know if you were going to get drafted. I mean, that was a big, big thing. And so that's what it hit me. It's like, yeah, just waiting on a war because that's when they're going to call my number and I'm going to have to go in the military. And I would want those lyrics because the song just hits me the right way. And if you haven't checked out the Foo Fighters' latest album, I mean, I don't know why you haven't, but it's good stuff. So that's what I want. I want some lyrics, you know, the original lyrics on the original paper that it was written on.
Hi, Vicky.
I think I want like a flannel or something like that from Kurt Cobain. Like, I just something like iconic that he wore, like maybe that, like, I think it was the striped sweater or something. I think it would be really awesome. Or the funky glasses. I don't know why. I just think that would be really awesome. I might try it on once and then just put it in a frame and never touch it again. I don't know. That's just the first thing that came to mind.
Yeah. With mine, I think it's the same, along the same lines as Nirvana, but I think it would be kind of fun. Steve, maybe you remember this back. Oh, it was one of the MTV Awards where Nirvana was playing, and Chris Novoselic throws his bass into the air, and then his head catches it.
Yes.
I want that bass.
Oh, that was such a moment, man.
It was so like, oh my God, did he just kill himself?
And it was like, it just happened so quickly. I remember watching that as a kid, and like, we didn't have DVR, so you couldn't rewind it. Like, you're just right. What just happened? Did he just get him like knocked out by his own bass guitar? Yes. In fact, he did.
He did.
Damn.
Now, I know I'm going to shock you guys, but
here we go.
Billy Joe Armstrong's signature BJ guitar, the blue guitar.
The OG one?
Yeah, the one that he did Dookie with, and he has the big BJ and like mat or duct tape on it. It'd be so great to own. However, it's his only one, so I don't think I would ever, even if you put it up, I'd be like, I feel wrong owning it. You know what I mean?
But he makes other versions of it. That way he doesn't have to like ruin the original, right?
I don't know, actually.
I thought he has like other ones made, kind of like Jerry Cantrell has like that signature guitar that has the KSW Rock logo on it that he had since like, you know, he started the band. But I think he has replicas of that just to kind of keep that one safe.
Well, maybe I need to find those replicas then, because that would be awesome.
There you go. Dude, I had this moment where I was like, oh man, I'm not a guitarist, but I almost want to drop money on a guitar. And it's Mike McCready just released his own version of his guitar, like a replica of his vintage Strat. It's like a 60s style, and it like
nice.
To the point where it even has all the worn in wood, and it just looks awesome. But I'm like, I don't even play the guitar, but it'd be really cool to have it. It's a limited edition 1960s Stratocaster that now are being made.
Nice.
That's, you can put that up though. Like you can put it up in like a case and your jam.
Vicky, show this to BJ. It's pretty cool. Like, it looks worn out.
Look at that bad boy.
Right?
That's nice.
That'd be pretty badass to have, but again, I don't play the guitar. What the hell am I doing with this thing?
Well, we gotta find a way to secure that for the next Smash for next year to see if we can get Mike to autograph one and send one our way, because people would love to bid on that baby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's very cool looking, if you haven't seen it.
It really does look good.
It has a cool vintage look because, well, it's supposed to look like a vintage guitar.
Yeah, some of those guitars from the 60s really did look awesome. And that one's a nice recreation of that. That looks really good.
Because it's like timeless. It's got like that timeless look where it doesn't matter if it's 1960 or 2010 or 2021. Like, it still looks cool. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of like me.
Well, okay.
I mean.
Thanks.
If you say so.
Well, you know, you're all in agreement. You're not disagreeing. I'll take that. I'll take the Pacific Northwest faux kindness. I will.
Someone says, I noticed that there's a debate going online. I'm wondering what you guys think. Do you believe that Alien, the movie, is a horror or a science fiction movie?
You know, am I going to be the idiot here? I think I might be the idiot here. Can it be both?
Yeah, right? Totally.
I mean, it is completely a science fiction movie. And there's too many jump scare moments in there with a horrific creature that, you know, of course it's horror.
See, I've always just viewed it as a science fiction movie, but you're absolutely right. It can be a horror film. I if someone said, what's the genre of Alien? I'd be like, oh, it's a sci-fi film. There's aliens in it.
I mean, it's in the title. And literally, they run around and do sci-fi things.
When that damn alien pops out of the stomach, that's frightening.
Yeah, that's total body horror right there. So, yeah.
Yes.
definitely has the horror element because I still have not seen it to this day because I'm too scared.
Alien?
And it's really funny.
Oh, you've, yeah, well.
I've seen clips and I've seen parodies. I know the gist and I've seen the scenes turn into GIFs and stuff, but I can't. It's scary.
Well, and Vicky, you're scared of movies. So I like scary movies and I still have never seen it.
What?
Yeah.
Both of you need to, like, seriously, this weekend, that's what you have to do. You have to watch Alien.
I hope it holds up, Rev. I mean.
Yeah, dude, it totally holds up.
Well, I know you say that, but I mean, when you talk about the advances that we've made in horror and gore, I it's good. I just don't think it's as good as what we have modern day for people like Danny. I think he might not be scared.
Nothing can beat the good old practical effects of the blood splashing them in the face and all that fun stuff. There's no CGI there. You don't need it.
There's a Disney ride in Disney Hollywood Studios in Florida, and there's actually, it's called the Great Movie Ride, and it takes you through a bunch of different scenes through different, like, iconic movies, and there's an Alien one, and we went through that, and I was like, what was that? Like, why is that in that ride? And then they were like, oh, well, it's a big movie. And I was like,
it's a big movie, man.
I would have assumed that both of you have seen that movie.
Well, Vicky, yeah, Vicky will not see scary movies, yeah, so she won't. Danny, on the other hand, if it's not Titanic from the past, I don't think he sees any movies.
Yeah, so if Alien was on a sinking boat, you would watch it.
100%.
Yes, fair. Well, it's on a space boat.
Yeah.
I'm trying, man.
I just don't, you know, if, like, whoever went to this Bro Bible, like 94% of the people said it's a horror movie. I guess they had to make a choice when in reality you can have, like, you know, they have dramedies. I mean, why? It's just my brain goes, why can't it be both? And maybe that's why it was so successful, because I can't think of anything before Alien that did bridge sci-fi and horror together like that. I can't remember anything before Alien, to be honest with you. Mm. So, I mean, that may be a big reason why it was such a hit, because it did really give you both those elements.
Someone wanted to know if we saw the news about what's going on with the Seattle Kraken. They announced it on Kraken Thursday that they have the Kraken Bar and Grill on Pump.
Yeah.
I did see this. You know, so they got the new rink, the practice facility, which is going to have three sheets of ice, so three different ice rinks in this building in the Northgate area.
Okay.
And they're going to make it so that, you know, people could go watch the team practice. Of course, there's going to be, like, youth stuff happening there. Nice. You know, other things, you know, figure skating. I'm sure men's league will be happening there as well at some point. You know, there'll be a bunch of stuff, not just for just the Kraken. So it's going to be, like, a full-on place to go check out. But there's a nice new bar and restaurant that's being built, and it's being made by the guy that made FX McCrory's. And it's called,
this is looking good.
The Kraken
pictures of
Bar
this.
And Grill.
Yeah, I'm wondering if this is where all that Northgate Mall, you know, destruction and rebuild is. If this is all that,
yes, it is.
Oh, that is going to be. That's pretty cool.
And the bar will be set up so it'll be between two of the sheets of ice, which will be great for men's league. Like, yeah, play a game. Maybe you're going to play later. Hit up the bar, have some food. I'm excited to check this out.
That Northgate area is getting really cool. I mean, they've done a lot of really good stuff up in the Northgate area. And then mall was sort of like, what are we going to do with this? And finally, they decided what to do with it. And it seems like everything they're doing is a heck of an is really going to be impressive.
Yeah, it's going to fit about 300 people, private dining for 40 as well.
Right.
It's going to have a bunch of TV, so not just hockey, but, like, throughout the year, you know, you can go watch sporting events. It'll be like a fun sports bar.
It's exciting, dude. You know, I mean, geez, once we get this stupid virus in the rear view and we get the hockey team on the ice, oh, man.
Let's rent out the 40-person thing and then just me, Steve, the whole show. We'll just go watch it ourselves.
I'm in.
Yes. All right. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. I think it's probably going to cost a bit, Danny, but
that's
since
fine.
You're footing the bill, I have no problem with this.
Wow. I remember that one.
We'll do a BJ Migs OnlyFans page solely to make money to do this.
boy, this, I'll tell you right now, we're just like that, what's-her-face, Topanga's buddy, whatever.
Maitland.
Yeah, we'll make six figures in 500 years.
Yeah,
probably
yeah.
With that? Yeah.
Not as quick.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to work. Listeners on the loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999.
Somebody needs our advice. They said, I've always stayed close to my ex-boyfriend. We broke up about 2 years ago, but we've had that quote-unquote friends with benefit thing going on whenever the two of us weren't with anyone else.
Okay.
It's a great guy, and I believe we're meant to be in each other's lives, but just not romantically. But my new boyfriend hates the idea of me and my ex still being friends. It says I should cut off contact with him. Do you think that's fair?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, if you're back buddies, the guy's on your back burner. I mean, if you guys broke up and then you were platonic and you're still friends and you figured out, you know what, we're not meant to bang, but we're meant to be friends, I can understand that.
I'm telling you, it's the beginning of the end of monogamy, Steve. I mean, people she literally does not know this is not cool. And I'm not faulting her. I just think people are blurring the lines more and more about sexual activity as opposed to you're going to be my main love interest. I think people they're just starting to think that sex is not, just exclusive anymore. And more and more, because how should she, you and I get that. You and I go, look, if you had sex with that person, yeah, they're no longer your friend if you got a new boyfriend. I mean, that just, to me, that's a no-brainer.
Well, to me, it's like you could have had sex, but if like that's the person you go to when you're not with anyone, and you're consistent, and you're still probably going to go to that person if we're not, then there's that weird thing in the back of your mind, like, oh, if things don't go well, you're just going to go to Slam Town with your ex,
FWB, you're not with me.
Yeah,
that's the rule.
Oh, that's in a T-shirt.
I mean, that seems like I don't think your boyfriend's being unreasonable to be like, hey, please don't hang out with this guy that you like to bang when you're not with anyone.
I'm just, Steve, I'm wondering if we're being unreasonable and don't know it because times are changing. Because, I mean, you and I haven't been in the dating pool for a while. So what do we know?
Mm.
I'm 100% with you. And yet it seems like you'd think she should be able to know that without even asking.
I understand both sides. Because it's not an unreasonable thing for him to ask. But at the same time, it's just if you don't trust her, then what are you doing with her? Because she cannot hang out with him, but if she's going to cheat on you, she's going to go and cheat on you.
That's a good point.
So it's like, I get his point of view. I think, you're allowed to set your boundaries and say, you know what, I'm not comfortable with this. And she can decide, do I want to stay with this guy and respect his boundaries, or do I want to move on? So you still have this person in my life.
You don't think it's unreasonable for you to get together with somebody who you, like Steve said, you bang when you're not with anybody you used to be with, and you don't think it's unreasonable to go, hey, dude, I really shouldn't hang out with you anymore. I got a new guy. You think it's completely reasonable to be able to do that?
I think if that's what you want, I always give guys, I have my bang buddy, he's got a girlfriend now, and I give him his space. Every now and then we'll share a meme, but I give him his space because that's just what I would do. But he's setting his boundaries. She's saying what she wants to do. And it's kind of like, okay, you want to keep this guy? You're going to have to get rid of the other guy.
I can't just go to the person and say, hey, look, I'll bang you when this relationship ends, but we can't talk until then.
That's
the romantic way to do it, right?
Oh, that's the way to get it done.
Can't talk to you for a while. Bang you later.
Bang you later, buddy.
See you then.
All right. We answered that question, but now we have this question that needs to be answered. What do Ryan Castle and Cheerios have in common? I'm going to tell you at 9:50 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and Cheerios have in common?
I'm good for your heart.
Yeah, you really are.
Mm-hmm. Heart healthy, this guy right here.
True. And you make my heart healthy too, buddy.
Thanks.
One texter says Steve likes to pour honey on both.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Likes his honey in his nuts.
They both lower Rev's cholesterol.
Yeah.
Nice.
You're going to keep both of your feet after all, Rev. Congrats.
Sweet.
Jerk.
Oh, well, what a lovely. Hey, Sunday night, a cop in Minnesota spotted a 10-year-old kid doing 50 in a minivan. And as you can imagine, the kid was all over the road, almost hit a tree before the cop parked his car in front of the minivan to stop it. So he's like, hey, kid, what in God's name are you doing? And the kid was like, well, you see, my parents were asleep, and so I decided to take the van because I wanted to buy some Cheerios for breakfast the next day.
Kid's a problem solver.
Right? I really argue with his choice in breakfast, though. I mean, 10 years old, you're eating Cheerios? What?
I might steal a car for a Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, exactly.
I might shank somebody for some Apple Jacks.
Look at if I'm going to drive recklessly, I'm going to get some Lucky Charms because I need some magic in my life,
All right.
In my life, Speaking of magic in your life, well, this man is magical. Hey, he's got a 20-pack, or make it a 12-pack. I'm leaving. I'm leaving the industry.
Good morning.
Castle's up next.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
Dumbest thing is thinking that I could give myself
a Brazilian, and it wasn't working.
If you were doing my back, which I've had a couple times people have waxed my back, if you turned around and told me it still was like looking the same way after the pain I went through, I would not be a happy boy.
Well, fortunately, our rockaholics are always givers as well, and there's a few people willing to help you with that in the future.
Oh, are they?
Oh, yeah. Just check the text line.
Oh,
you mean wax BJ, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
That's exactly what they're hoping for.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Well, bankruptcy costs, of course, vary depending on what type of case you're filing. There's a certain amount of court costs and other out-of-pocket costs that you're going to have in any case. The filing fees in a bankruptcy case are about $300, whether you file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. One of the things to watch out for when you're shopping for bankruptcy attorneys or looking at the different cost options is that a lot of times, especially the really cheap places, don't tell you upfront about all the court costs and whatnot that you're going to have to pay in addition to the attorney fees. So make sure that you get the full picture when you're comparing prices of bankruptcy lawyers on what the attorney fees are, how much your court costs are going to be, so that you can really make a true comparison.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com.